Several months ago, I was out of town and I had a 7 a.m. flight back home. My hotel was over an hour away from the airport, so I had to leave by 5 a.m. to make the flight. So beginning at 4:30 a.m., I had the hotel front desk start calling my room. I set the alarm on my phone and on my watch and another timer on my phone. I couldn't risk forgetting to wake up. I had to remember. But have you recently forgotten something important? Something you had to remember? Well, I pray this meditation from John chapter 14 will help you not forget that even during a mental fog, you will remember the presence of the Holy Spirit and be assured of His peaceful guidance. This time and place are set apart by God as a holy moment for you to concede to His peace. So to begin your meditation, settle into where you are at this moment. Allow your eyes to close without effort. And take note of your breathing. Start to become more keenly aware of the peace offered by the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of mindfulness by listening and then responding to this passage from John 14. And as I lead us, respond, "May I know this peace offered by the Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word." Jesus said, "The person who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who really loves me." And Lord, may I know this peace offered by the Holy Spirit. And whoever really loves me will also be loved by my Father. So Lord God, may I know this peace offered by the Holy Spirit. And I will love Him and reveal myself to Him. I will make myself real to Him. Lord God, please, may I know the peace offered by the Holy Spirit. These coming moments of biblical meditation are to help you experience the peaceful indwelling of the Holy Spirit. So choose to spend a few moments now centering on this time as a peaceful retreat embraced in His presence. Center deeper on your awareness now through your breathing. Begin to bring attention to your breath. A single, deep breath in through your nose. And then slowly exhale. Several times. Each breath a reminder of the indwelling Spirit of God, the pneuma, the breath of God. As you inhale and exhale, begin to whisper silently, "May I know the peace offered by the Holy Spirit." Relax here for another moment, contemplating the presence of the Holy Spirit. Your mind will most certainly drift. That's to be expected, but give it no concern. Simply note the drifting, and then center once more on your breathing, and whisper, "May I know the peace offered by the Holy Spirit." The word peace, shalom, become your centering prayer. Christ mentions the Holy Spirit is made available to you as your comforting guide and companion. But do you always remember that He is present? Do you ever feel your hands slipping from His? Well, note how you respond when you drift away from the one given to guide you. How does your body react to aimless wandering? Take note of those thoughts. Don't be afraid. Remember, you are safe. The Holy Spirit is here. Now come back and allow your thoughts to center on remembering the guiding hand of the Holy Spirit. Feel yours in His. Focus on your breathing as you whisper, "May I remember this peace offered by the Holy Spirit." Whisper, "Shalom." Now, in continued silent contemplation, reflect on the first of three scripture readings, and rather than studying each word, just be mindful of the narrative found within John chapter 14, verse 26, from the Common English Bible, and listen as though it was written by the Apostle John to you in his day. My dear friend in the faith, remember, Jesus promised the appearance of the companion, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father has sent in His name. The Spirit will teach you everything and will remind you of everything Jesus told you. What truth did you hear? Well, listen once more for how your heart is moved by this holy scripture. The companion, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I told you. Did something sound new or fresh? Well, may the Holy Spirit use that thought to guide you into deeper contemplation for this next minute. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage in the Amplified Version. I have told you these things while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Comforter, Advocate, the Intercessor, Counselor, Strengthener, and your standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf, He will teach you all things, and He will help you remember everything I have told you. So peace I leave with you. My perfect peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What in this passage will stay with you? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third reading, allow the words to settle deeper. Remember not to analyze, only listen and encounter the peace of the Holy Spirit. Once again now from the New King James Version. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. So peace I leave with you now. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. But let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. How is God challenging you in these words? Well, this time is now yours as a gift of prayer. By his grace and mercy, he is available to you. So take a minute now, pause if you need more time, but appeal to him now in your way and in your words. While resting in imaginative contemplation, take several moments now to encounter the Holy Spirit with your mind. Meet the divine companion there as you are approached now in your thoughts. Encounter the Holy Spirit now within your body. Scan your body. From your head to your toes, experience his peace. Experience his healing. Be aware of your body. Accept your body as a divine creation, the holy temple of God. Now encounter the Holy Spirit within your soul, within your heart. Feel it beating and bringing you life. Center on the beating of your heart and the filling of your lungs as God fills your soul with His breath and peace. Take a minute now to center on the beating of your heart and the filling of your lungs as God fills your soul with His breath and peace. Rest here in closing, centered and mindful of the peaceful presence of the Holy Spirit. As you encounter that peace, be aware of someone you may meet along the way searching for their own peace. How might God use you to reveal His peaceful spirit to another? Consider that as I offer you this prayer of benediction, to remember that Jesus promised the appearance of the companion, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father has sent in His name. The Spirit will teach you everything and will remind you of everything Jesus told you. So may you know the calmness and teachings of Christ, the tranquil presence of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the peace of God now and always. And when you're ready, whether at sunrise or nightfall, expect to feel some stress, but then let your mind drift back to your breathing and whispering, "May I know this peace offered by the Holy Spirit." Mindful of the peaceful state offered by the Holy Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.